This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't understand you whippersnappers.
What?
You guys need... Oh, it's not you. Don't get defensive. Okay. It's about Aaron.
I was busy ignoring you. Sorry.
Yeah, you whippersnappers.
There's a new story basically saying Gen Z needs sabbaticals now. What's a sabbatical?
Short-term sabbatical.
What's a short-term sabbatical?
Well, sabbatical...
Your life is a sabbatical.
Micro-retirement.
It's a rest or a break from work, an extended period of time where you intentionally don't work.
Did you hear what she just said? You guys...
We're taking micro retirements now because we're never going to be able to actually retire.
Sister, just relax. Neither am I.
Exactly. So take some, short-term sabbaticals.
Okay. Listen, I take a day to take my mom to a cataract surgery, and the text messages are like, "Where are you guys? Not there today." Yeah. Why aren't you at 7-Eleven today, sir? Did we ever decide to just do a segment where we read our angry texts? I think we need to do that.
We should. I'll be honest. Haven't gotten a lot of them lately.
Yeah, they've been pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to give the text line 303-222-5423. Bring on the venom. The meaner the better. We'll read them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Especially if they're directed at T-Hack. He likes it.
Yeah.
Aaron I do not like it. Okay. I just don't like that y'all... Sorry. Do the things where you just go, I'm going to add the word micro to it and then make it like a thing that like my generation needs.
It's a new trend. Yeah, I hate that as well.
It's like, now I need micronutrients.
Yeah, but
I want micro.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Sabbaticals have been around forever.
Yeah.
This isn't a new...
For whom? Not for the real people who do real work. Like, farmers don't go, I'm on a sabbatical.
And that I agree with. I do. The only person I know who took a sabbatical in my life was one of my college professors. He was gone for a semester.
What does that mean?
He was on sabbatical. And he told us he did a lot of fishing.
That's so cute.
No, it's not. He's supposed to be researching. He's supposed to be like writing papers and stuff.
He's not working.
Does anybody know what sabbatical means?
No.
It's got to be some Latin words like sab for Sabbath, like no work. Attical for like...
A period of paid leave granted to a university teacher or other worker for study or travel, traditionally 1 year for every 7 years worked.
Ooh.
So we get... Do you know how long I've been here? See you in 2030, bees. Like what? Really? A year
that's
for
what
every
Google
seven?
Yeah.
Take a whole year off. Well, and that's so my wife's company actually offers sabbatical. If you've been there a certain time, you can take, and it's not a year. It's not a full year. I think it's maybe 3 weeks.
Oh my
or
God,
something.
Poor her.
I'm not, just relax.
Why is everybody in this room so angry with each other?
I'm just explaining.
So feisty.
I'm not saying, but it's unclear whether or not you get paid while you're on that sabbatical. And to that, I don't understand. What is a break from jobs? Your bills don't take a break.
Correct.
So if you're not getting paid, why would you, how could,
you couldn't
how
have,
is maybe the
unless
question?
You're just really good with your money and you've saved up or whatever. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, which at that point, that's like Aaron said, that's just retirement. If you could
micro.
Okay. If you could just not afford to not work for a while.
But I will say this, if you could afford it, let's pretend you had money in the bank. Like this job, if you took 3 months off, we wouldn't have you back. We got to move on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I agree.
So, but if your job would let you take 3 months off, would you do it? With or without pay? Like just to clear your head. Do you think you'd be...
No. Because I can't go a couple of days without...
You are strange like that.
It's just like I feel so guilty and I get so anxious if I'm not doing something productive.
I don't want to be weird or make you cry, so I'm going to bring some stuff up that could be both those things. You wanted to come to work like the day after your sister died.
Yes.
And we were like, no. Like,
yes.
micro sabbatical. Like you can't like. But like,
I need that routine because everything else is so like chaos.
But then, so you don't want a micro sabbatical.
No, I would just want like, no, I don't.
You would still
I don't
come
want
in.
I want it. Yeah.
Like you would, like Aaron's sabbatical is just come in a different road. I don't understand. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think I would take one. I don't,
you
I
wouldn't?
Would, no, cause I don't really believe in it. It seems strange to me. Like you're either valuable and then we need you, or if you can take time off, how can you say you're valuable
but
in that same way?
But is there anything that either of you want to do that if you had like 3 months you could do?
That's the thing, is I would love to be able to travel more. So that would be the only thing, but I don't know.
You don't have a thing like, I'm not trying to be weird, but like there comes a certain age, I'm kind of there, where you go, should I have been a writer? Not me, because I can't write. I write with ellipses. But like, Aaron, you don't have a book in your head that you're like, I want to bang out like a sister book to Harry Potter novels or something. You don't.
Absolutely
or like,
not.
Learn to make Afghans.
No.
No.
Want to do some fishing?
Really?
Sabbaticals are good for that.
Hack?
What I would honestly do is I would do it during the summer and I'd just spend time with my kids.
I mean, do you think there's going to be a point?
Be the greatest accomplishment. It's just like I spent a whole summer where I just didn't have to leave.
I know, but I just like you're not a roller coaster designer. I'm just like I would take 3 months off and just try to write music for three solid months and just see what happens.
And then maybe,
do you know what I mean?
Maybe not have to go back.
No, I think I would still want to come back because when there's been time where I do spend time writing music, I love it. But then I just want to come in here. I just want to like, talk. Cause like music gets like your math brain is on. You're just like, and you just can't even look at a Pop-Tart without trying to figure out how to divide it into thirds or 16th notes. You don't. Okay.
No. Dividing Pop-Tarts. What?
Never mind.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.